fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 26th day of May, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, first of all, an update on Tim Spencer. Tim is undergoing a surgical procedure today. If it is successful, they won't know until Monday. If it's successful, he'll get to keep his foot, bottom of his leg. If it's not, well, then they have to do something else. That's where we are. So that procedure takes place today. Hopefully by the end of the day, Monday, we'll know if it's successful or not. So keep Tim Spencer in your prayers. Also, at my website, I want to make sure this is still here, at my website, thelibertyman.com, we have a GoFundMe tile on the left side right below the domes. The Spencer family has a lot of unexpected expenses connected to this medical situation that Tim's going through. The VA takes care of the medical part, but there's transportation costs, unexpected meals and housing and things that just the Spencer family is dealing with. If you feel moved to make a donation to the Spencer family emergency, the GoFundMe tile is right there on the left side of my homepage. Let's see. Also, while I have a sale on energy cleaners that began yesterday and goes until midnight Monday evening, Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners, $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order. You'll be paying full retail when you place your order. I manually refund the difference. We have an automated system. My order takers cannot incorporate the discount when they take your order. I have to do that manually after the order is received. So if you've been waiting to buy an energy cleaner, this might be your opportunity. Prepper tip of the day. We're going to expand on this. I want to encourage all of you to think about home security. And if you don't have one, please consider getting a monitored alarm system. ADT, Brinks, there's a number of nationwide, well-known, respected monitored alarm system companies out there. Typically, for a fairly low installation fee, about $200, you get about a $2,000 plus alarm system that's connected to a monitoring station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's peace of mind. It really is. It's really peace of mind knowing that when you arrive at your empty home from wherever you've been, whether it's a shopping trip or a day away or a day or two away or coming home from work, that you know for a fact that home is empty. Isn't that some peace of mind to know that your home is empty and hasn't been tampered with since when you were gone? So moving on from there, let's talk about home security. Here's some of the basic foundational parts of home security. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Lights, that means lights that go on by themselves and go off by themselves. Alarm, well, we just mentioned the alarm. That would be a professionally installed monitored alarm system. Locks, well, you need solid core wood doors or steel doors with a steel frame and deadbolt locks. Insurance, homeowner's insurance if you own your home, renter's insurance if you don't own your home. That's going to meet inventories of your valuables. A lot of people don't know, but let's say you have a collection of let's say stamps. You're a stamp collector. The typical homeowner's policy or renter's insurance will insure it up to a certain dollar amount. It might be $1,000, might be $2,000, but there'll be a dollar amount limit on what they will insure for a stamp collection, a collection of artwork, a collection of cameras. People collect all kinds of things. Firearms would be a big one for my audience. It doesn't take a whole lot of guns to get up to $2,000 worth of value. It really doesn't. Once you get above the dollar amount that your standard policy covers, then you need additional coverage, what might be called a rider, to insure the rest of the value of that collection of guns or stamps, whatever it might be. The NRA does sponsor some excellent insurance for firearms, if you want to check that out, if you're an NRA member. Otherwise, almost all homeowners and renters insurance policies will allow you to have a rider to insure the extra valuables. Now, it would be a good idea to take a video camera and go through room by room, making a video record of valuables that you would like to have covered by your insurance policy, furniture, artwork, clothes, electronic equipment, tools, whatever it might be. And just don't get in a hurry. So when you're standing in front of that 18th century handmade dresser in your bedroom, and I know people who own furniture like that, by the way, and don't have insurance, despite my urging for years. you carefully describe, you video it from all sides. You describe the furniture in as much detail as you can. And that applies to anything else that you want to make sure the insurance, that you have an adequate and complete detailed description. So that if there would be a fire, for example, or flood, or vandalism, or theft, you have documented evidence for the insurance company of what you had before the event took place. You want to keep that off-site, a safe deposit box, maybe a lock box at a friend's home. If you do keep it on-site, I would have it in a fire-resistant container. That would be difficult for some burglar to find. It needs to be fire resistant. And you can get those at most office supply stores and the big box stores carry them now. That's a small safe is what it is, a small fire resistant safe to keep that documentation safe from anything happening to it, whether it be a tornado, flooding, fire, whatever it might be. Now, out here in the country, we have a different situation. I live in a pretty remote area here in Davisville, Missouri. Police response time on a good day is typically about half an hour. At night, on a weekend, when they're busy responding to calls in another part of the county, it could be 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how serious your call is. So police response is not going to happen all that quickly around here. A friend of mine is preparing to purchase property down in Shannon County. Now, that's really remote. And I'll be talking to him and letting him know the following. This is advice for everybody. The only security you have in these remote areas is a trusted neighbor, and I do mean trusted neighbor, who can actually see your property. And my sister-in-law, I remember the first time she drove out here, she says, John, these people have 20 acres and 30 and 100 and more acres, and they all build their homes 100 feet from the pavement. And she says, why is that? And I said, that's so people can see their homes. If you build your home where your neighbors can't see it, you're setting yourself up for burglaries. Seriously, you are. One of my neighbor's home was just burglarized in the last few months. He's in the process of moving from Missouri to Costa Rica, and his home in Missouri, right down the street from me, about a 1 mile drive, was burglarized recently. As it turns out, when he was gone from his home in Costa Rica, it was burglarized also. How about that? But no, seriously, you really need have a trusted neighbor who can see your property, see your home. That's the only real security you have, other than doing what Tim Spencer does. And I know other families, I know several families, quite frankly, that always have an adult present at the home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without exception, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And some of these people, even they have a monitored alarm system, and they still have somebody home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's really and that's reality of living here in the Ozarks and many other parts of the country. This is not just the Ozarks. Yes, we know who the criminals in a neighborhood are. It's no secret who the criminals are. They have a track record, typically beginning in their mid to late teens, of committing criminal acts. That's so they're well known. It's no secret who they are. And the neighbors keep watch, keep a lookout for them. We know what they look like. We know what vehicles they have access to driving, and so forth. And that helps a lot to have. It's an informal neighborhood watch. We don't have a formal neighborhood watch out here. We have an informal neighborhood watch where neighbors take care of neighbors. And that's the way it should be. Now, for you folks that live in a city, there's no getting around, in my opinion, no getting around the absolute need for a monitored alarm system. Now, if you live in an apartment, you may need to get permission from the landlord to install a monitored alarm system. These days, it's all wireless, so the installer doesn't need to be running cables and wires all over the place. That eliminates a lot of the concerns of a landlord of the damage that would be done by a alarm system that has to be torn out and damaging paint and wood trim and things like that. So with a wireless alarm system, those concerns are greatly diminished. Greatly diminished. Now, typically, there'll be a control panel that has either one or three panic buttons. There could be one panic button that just kind of dials 911, or there could be three different ones either dial the police, the fire department, or the paramedics. It depends on the system you've got. There's also, and they can customize, and of course it's going to cost extra money, they can customize a system for you to have more bells and whistles. You can have a siren that goes off inside the home. You can have a siren that goes off outside the home to alert the neighbors. You can have a strobe light on the roof that flashes when the alarm goes off. You can have a lavalier pendant that you could wear around your neck with a panic button on it. Lots of possibilities. We have a security professional on hold here, somewhat regular caller, Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Well, John, as far as robberies are concerned and criminals are concerned, and even terrorists, this weird thought came to my mind. Since we know who the terrorists are, which are Islamists, since criminals are well known in the community, why doesn't the police, Michael Savage called it preventive detention, why don't we just perform preventive detention on Islamists that we know are terrorists in this country? That'd be so, that'd be common sense. And also, too, remember back in Vietnam, there was Operation Phoenix?
Do you
ever think America
I personally know men who were involved in that. Phoenix was a assassination program to assassinate Viet Cong spies. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think you would ever see the day in this country where America would have a real right-wing administration or a real left-wing administration, or particularly a right-wing one, and they just order the assassination of Islamist leaders on American soil, along with communist leaders on American soil? Do you see America heading towards that path? Because whatever is done in other countries eventually gets brought here to this country. Or if we have a real left-wing administration, do you see an Operation Phoenix against Christian pastors, against conservative leaders? Do you see that coming eventually to this country?
I don't see that coming. I see a lot of other things that are more in our face, and I would not support that kind of program myself. So, no, I don't. I don't see that coming. It's a pretty, in my opinion, a pretty remote possibility at this point in time, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just throwing it out there because you see these Muslim attacks in England. That Islamist attack in England is no joke. But you see, police have their hands handcuffed. There's no deportation of hardly any deportation of illegals in this country.
Right,
police are stuck.
We need to follow the rule of law. And if we just did that, the rule of law includes arresting and deporting illegal aliens. That would help.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And I support the rule of law. And so all the illegal alien Muslims in this country, and not just Muslims, but no matter where they came from, need
exactly.
to be immediately arrested. I don't care if it's 10 million or not. Arrest all 10 million. We got a lot of school buses. Load them up and get rid of them. That would help a lot, and that would eliminate many of the potential terrorists.
Now, before I get off the line, I believe a lot of Americans, including myself, yourself, and other Americans out there, we crave an herbal enema in this country, where Trump just gives the order, and all of a sudden, all the illegals are rounded up, deported, adios. But why isn't he doing that? What is stopping Trump from doing that?
I got some good news here for you, Jeff. In the last couple of days in Los Angeles, 200 illegal alien criminals have been arrested in Los Angeles raids. So that's the federal, ICE, the immigration people. That's an executive branch agency under Donald Trump. So that headline is on, that article's on Drudge as we speak.
Oh, wow.
It's dated yesterday's date. Federal immigration agents arrested nearly 200 people in Los Angeles area during a five-day dragnet targeting criminal offenders living in the country illegally. So what's happening? It is taking place. And they're focusing their... Let me interrupt you for a moment, Jeff. They're focusing their attention on the highest priority are criminal illegal aliens, and that's where their focus should be.
Well, John, thank you for having me on, and have a good one.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 26th of May, taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 800-313-9443. Most of you know, in case you don't, that I've spent most of my adult life as an investigator conducting criminal investigations, homicide investigations, hundreds of civil investigations, including being part of incredibly complex trial preparation for federal antitrust lawsuits, and a lawsuit involving $100 million at risk. My client stood to lose possibly $100 million. I was part of the defense team when Jefferson County, Missouri, sued Isle of Capri Casino for $100 million. So I've done a lot of very complex legal things involving a lot of these serious matters for more than 40 years. And I've sat face-to-face with hundreds of criminals over these past 40-something years, men and women, mostly men, some women, charged with everything from rather minor matters to murder, everything in between. Now, burglars. We're talking about property crime here, alarms and insurance and so forth. Burglars are typically from their mid-teens in age up to 30 to mid-30s or so. There are burglars older than that, But typically, if they continue with that kind of lifestyle and that kind of activity, they're either in prison for a really long time or they're dead if they continue that much past their mid-30s. Many burglars are young men who did yard work, shoveling snow or cutting the grass or raking leaves for their neighbor, and they happen to see what's in the neighbor's home, get some kind of access about the neighbor's habits when they're there, when they're gone, whether or not there's an alarm system. Are you listening carefully? Whether or not there's an alarm system. And they use all that information to burglarize the home and steal whatever it is they steal. Now, the majority of burglars, they steal not for personal use, but they steal to sell those items. So they're looking for jewelry, cash, firearms, things that can be turned into cash really quick, especially small, portable, valuable things. That's what they're looking for, to turn those things into cash so that they can use that cash for whatever they choose to use it for. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Two things I'm thinking of here this morning, one about Tim and one about your previous caller. Number one, so I'm so sorry to hear about that things have gotten so nip and tuck here for Tim, as easygoing and stoic and good-natured as he is. This is just a really horrific burden for anyone.
And well, then, it is. You know, he's maintaining his positive attitude. He's absolutely convinced that he will have a good life if he keeps his leg, and absolutely convinced he will have a good life if they take his leg.
And that's his innate easygoing stoic nature there. And thank God for that. I hope God spares his leg and guides the physicians and surgeons, and that he can't get to keep it. And I was thinking with the cascade of events here from a hypoglycemic episode, for which he could have been easily treated. I hope at some point somebody's able to get to the bottom of what went on with the leg injury, the foot and leg injury. That was...
Well, unfortunately, that's been looked into by a well-respected expert in the field of personal injury, and it can't be pursued, unfortunately. Go ahead, Glenn.
I was afraid that was going to be the case. Just really as someone in the caregiving, you know, profession, I just really would hope and pray that caregivers would be more scrupulous, careful, and ethical, you know, and this is clearly a case where something went horrifically awry. Enough said on that, I suppose. About your previous caller, and we were talking about...
Hold on through the break, Glenn. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 26th of May. We have a sale going, a Memorial Day sale going on for energy cleaners between now and midnight Monday evening. It would be midnight Monday the 29th. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off the mattress pads. Great opportunity to take advantage of a discount on the energy cleaners. You'll place your order at full price. I refund the difference manually. I have an automated system. My order takers cannot give you the discount when they take the order. I have to do that manually. If you're mailing a check, have it postmarked before midnight the 29th to get the discount. Of course, you can write the check out for the $50 off and the 10% off the mattress pads. Also, before we get back to our caller here, our project, and I cannot possibly do this by myself, our project to review hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows going back to 1955, finding images of continents with new coastlines, moves forward. We have 10 right now, a couple more that haven't been posted because we can't get good images and technical difficulties. If you find one of these images, get it to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs I produced as a thank you. It's a fun project. Doesn't cost anything except your time to do what you do anyway, which is watch movies and TV shows, right? So let's continue that project. And if you want to place your order for an energy cleaner, I should mention you can do that at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can go and call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. We have Glenn from Philadelphia on hold here. Let's continue, Glenn.
Hello, John. Yes. About your previous caller, I think he was baiting you or yanking your chain a bit about a direction things might go in terms of dealing with criminal illegal aliens or Islamists. And I would suggest that not only things are not going to go in the direction that he was suggesting, but that if you look around the world, the English-speaking countries, Australia, Canada, the UK, we're already seeing all these politically correct strictures and sanctions, like in Britain, the D-notices and stuff, limiting what people can and can't say. And in the rest of Europe, and especially the Germanic countries, things are just risen to horrific levels of insanity in terms of people not allowed to object to even the most horrific attacks and things, or to speak of that stuff. Here in the question is, how long will our Bill of Rights freedoms hold up? Because they're unique, they're fairly, they're well codified, and generally we have a good bit of freedom. But what they're pulling here is that in the realm of social media, these private owners who become billionaire oligarchs and run this stuff, they've baited patriot people and free speech people to try, using these media. And then they turn around and even monetize things like YouTube, and then people come dependent upon it. And then now they'll turn around and they and under the guise of privatization, will limit free speech. So now everybody's going to have to be driven out to seek other social media platforms if they want to use them. But in the Soviet Union, when they brought the Soviet Union down, those people used fax machines. So at least what we have and what we can create, and we have alternatives, is better than fax machines. But the easy time of being able to use the social media to speak out, that's going to be condemned and disallowed in the name of privatization. And so we're going to have to fall back on things that are truly fall in the realm under the heading of the public square, as long as their Bill of Rights rights hold up.
Well, there's always going to be workarounds. I recall a time back in the 80s and maybe even to the 90s when there were outfits publishing a daily newsletter by fax machine that would go out to hundreds of subscribers. I doubt that's being done any longer. I still have a fax machine. I don't use it very frequently anymore. But there's always going to be workarounds. Shortwave radio is a last ditch possibility for mass communication. If it comes down to it, shortwave radio will always be there for us. So,
and individual blogs, as long as the internet service providers aren't going the way of the privatized sanctioners, as long as people can put things on their own blogs and forums and web pages that are within, the bounds of the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, as long as they that works, people can still have a pretty good presence. It's just that people have to have individual links for all these different web pages as opposed to going to a big clearinghouse.
Access won't be as easy and quick as it has been, and that'll take some getting used to, but the word will still get out. It may not be instant, it may not be easy, but the word will still get out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then the mass exodus from some of the social media will, to some degree, hurt these people, but I'm sure that's just the cost of doing business and advancing their cause. But, unfortunately, we do have some alternatives, but we're just going to have to work harder at it, that's all.
Absolutely.
All right, John, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. I've only been a victim of a burglary once. That was back in the late 70s, I had an alarm system. It was not monitored, but it was an alarm system. And the burglar activated the alarm and ran off without stealing anything. So that was a good outcome there. I've had things stolen out of automobiles. Let's see, once, twice that I can think of. Once was a bag of groceries that I neglected to lock the door, when I went to stop at another store after I already had purchased the groceries. That hurt because I was a young investigator and barely scraping by. And then another time I had a shotgun stolen out of a car. I thought I had it pretty well concealed, but the criminal found it and made off with mine. It was not a terribly expensive shotgun, but it was my shotgun, and that was stolen out of my vehicle. Of course, my Lincoln Town Car has a factory alarm system built into it, and that gives me some peace of mind there to have that factory built, factory issued alarm system in the car, which many new cars, and I'm not going to say all because I'm not that in touch with what's going on with automobile production right now, but many new cars have a factory alarm system built into them when they come from the factory. So that's some peace of mind there also. And keep in mind that your homeowner's insurance and renter's insurance typically will cover theft of a property from your motor vehicle. Not all policies, but many policies. So keep that in mind if you do become a victim of crime, of something being stolen out of your car. I was telling some people the other day, I was at a social event, how I watched a criminal in St. Louis walk down the sidewalk and either stop or slow down as he walked past each vehicle, looking inside that vehicle to see if there was something he could steal, a leather jacket, electronic device, a purse, whatever it might be. And it's called a smash and grab, where the criminal sees the property they want to steal. They smash out a side window. Now, automobile there's two different kinds of glass in automobiles. The front and rear windows, and then there's the side windows. And the side windows turn into cubes when they're broken, little square cubes of glass. The front window has a very heavy-duty plastic. It's two layers of glass, and in the middle there's a very tough plastic type of material that keeps it all together, so it stays in one piece unless you really smash it really, really hard. I think the back glass also turns into cubes, now that I think about it. I believe the back glass in automobiles turns into cubes also. So smash and grab, they smash the side window, which shatters into all these little cubes, reach in, grab the leather jacket, the electronic device, the purse, whatever it might be, shopping bag, and then make their escape. Home security. If you have small children, you need to be extra cautious, of course. And let's draw a little picture here. Let's say you've got a home and a comfortable, safe suburban neighborhood, low crime suburban neighborhood. You've got a 4-year-old child that's going to play in the backyard. You got a fence. You got good neighbors. Would you leave that 4 or 5-year-old child unattended in the backyard for a few minutes? Would you do that? And, of course, with my demographics, I got a pretty good idea what the answer would be on one hand. On the other, ask the person who would say yes. Oh, I would leave my 5-year-old unattended in the backyard by themselves in my fenced backyard in my safe suburban neighborhood. If they would respond that way, ask them this follow-up question. It would help if you have something to demonstrate. Pull out a Ben Franklin, a $100 bill, and ask this person, this young mother, this young father, would you leave a stack of 100 of these in plain sight on a table in your backyard, unattended, for even a moment? Would you do that? $100 bills, I believe, is $10,000, if I'm not mistaken. Almost everybody would say, no, of course not, John. I would not leave a stack of $10,100 bills. $10,000 was what I meant to say. $100 bills, which is $10,000. Get this right, John. I would not leave that unattended for a moment. I had the opportunity to do this about 3 months ago. It was a warm, late winter day. I was in the Cherryville Post Office taking care of a business there, which I do every day. As I was walking in from the parking lot, I noticed an automobile in the parking lot with a little girl. And I say a little girl. She's 4 or 5 years old in this vehicle by herself, windows rolled down. And she's just in there playing and enjoying a warm, sunny day by herself. When I walked in, the Cherryville Post Office and Cherryville store typically doesn't have a whole lot of people in there. Well, I didn't know the young mother, but I instantly identified this young woman as being the mother of this small girl, this little girl. So she was conducting business at the window of the post office. When she was done, I introduced myself to her, and I said, "Young lady, would you consider leaving half a dozen $100 bills on the dashboard of your automobile unattended?" And she looked at me and she said, "Of course not." And then I asked her, "What's more valuable?" I pointed outside, "What's more valuable?" Her face instantly changed. Instantly changed. She recognized immediately the gravity of what I was saying. As she had left outside in the parking lot in this automobile, the most precious thing in her life, her little girl, unattended, in this automobile, windows rolled down, not that that would matter, on a parking lot in a public place. The postmistress overheard this conversation, and she was appalled that this young mother would leave this little girl in the parking lot in this motor vehicle unattended. She was appalled. So hopefully my little interaction with this young woman, this young mother, got her attention, and she won't do that again. I have no way of telling. I have never seen her before or since. Well, I may have seen her once since, now that I think about it. But I hope it had that effect. That was my desire, was to have that effect, that she would make sure that she would never, ever again jeopardize the life of her child by leaving her unattended in an automobile in a public place like that. Now, granted, this was not Chicago or St. Louis or South L.A. You know, it's the country. And a dramatically lower chance of any harm coming to this child on one hand. On the other, it's a state highway, Missouri Route 19. It goes basically from the Arkansas border almost to Iowa. I mean, and it crosses one interstate highway. It's a major highway for that part of the world that anybody and everybody can travel up and down if they choose to. So, of course, there was some risk, although it was dramatically reduced, some risk for this child. I was, where was I? Mount Vernon, Illinois. This was back in the, would have been the late 80s, working on an assignment. I was in the police station there, and I knew some of the cops, and you know, I was talking to this one officer that I knew about this matter I was working on. A call came in about a lost little girl, and everything stopped. I mean, everything stopped. The Mount Vernon City Police Department, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, all hands on deck. To locate and find this little girl who was lost. I mean, the only person left in the police station was the dispatcher. Everybody else was gone to locate and find this little girl who was lost. And that's the way it should be. That is the way it should be. And I had other business to do. I didn't do any follow-up. I don't know if they found that child or not. I hope they did. They probably did. But getting back to security of your home, protecting property is one thing, protecting life is something else. Most of these alarm systems have a way to protect the perimeter of the home when you're home for the evening or for the day, as the case may be, that if somebody violates a perimeter, it could be a window or a door, there'll be the alarm will set off and let you know that the perimeter's been violated. Now, these entry level, I've never had anything. Well, here's our break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 26th. Thank you to Tammy and Eddie in North Carolina for the note for Tim Spencer. We appreciate that. When I had a monitored alarm system, I only had the entry level. It was fine. It did everything I wanted it to do. I believe it was $25 a month to have it monitored. I thought it was money well spent. I've never had cable TV, by the way, or satellite TV. I guess maybe it's just the way I was raised. To pay money to watch television, it just seems like something I don't want to participate in. But I have paid money to have a monitored alarm system. It did give me some peace of mind, and if I was living back in the city, I would certainly do that again. Here at my place, my alarm system will wake up the neighbors. My neighbor includes a man who worked for the prison system for a while, another gentleman who was a CIA field agent, and good people, trusted people who are competent and will help protect the neighborhood. So I don't feel a need for a monitored alarm system, just a good alarm system that will wake up people half a mile away. It's pretty loud. So do what you got to do. If you haven't thought about getting a monitored alarm system, please think about it. I was talking to a friend of mine, a business associate, the other day, and I said to him, it's in my self-interest for you to not have a disruption in your business, because I'm a business associate of his. And he said, John, I'll think about it. I'll look into it. Most people, most of the time, don't understand how criminals think. They really don't. They don't understand or comprehend how criminals think. So that puts you at a disadvantage. Criminals tend to be opportunists. It's amazing how hard they will work at not working. In my nearby community of Viburnum, copper thieves worked for a better part of an hour to steal copper from the pavilion where they was for the lights. They easily spent an hour to get maybe $2 worth of copper. Scrap copper does have some value, but not a whole lot of value. Criminals don't think and behave the way normal people do. They really don't. And you need to protect yourself. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Write that down. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. You cover all four of those bases, you'll be a long way towards having security for yourself and your family. You will. Seriously, you will. That would be a good thing. And trusted neighbors. Add trusted neighbors to that list. Lights, locks, alarms, insurance, and trusted neighbors. All those things work together. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.